Good morning, guys. It is a beautiful, beautiful Friday morning. And it's not raining here where I live, so I'm pretty much happy about that. But today is Friday, and I thought I'd do something really different, really cute. All my podcast episodes have been a little serious. And as I told you guys, I want some episodes to not be super serious and voices have a little bit of fun. So this episode is basically going to be called Lighten Up Friday. Lighten Up Friday. It's Friday. We're going to lighten up. We're going to have some kind of fun. And we're going to do something different with the podcast today. So I thought we would just kind of talk. Just have a one-on-one kind of talk and really just have fun with it. We can just have regular conversation. Just things like that. I think it's super important that even though this podcast is geared towards mental health, that we still find times where we just have regular conversations, guys, and get to know one another, and where everything's not so super serious all the time, so we can lighten the mood a little bit. So today, when I do my second podcast tonight, there'll also be something about lightening up and just having fun, because lighten up Friday. So basically, guys, I'm heading to work right now, and I'm like, no, of course, it's Friday, but it's a half day for me at my office, so I'm pretty excited about that. I don't know what I'm doing. Excuse me, guys. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm such a homebody. Like, I will literally sit in the house majority of the time, especially on the weekends. I don't really do much. I usually just sit in the house with my daughter, or sometimes I take her out because she wants, so we go out and do some stuff sometimes, or watch cartoons, things like that, but I'm not really big on going out. Like, I used to, when I was younger, probably like in my earlier 20s, I would go out all the time because I was always with my friends, always had to do something. But now that I'm like getting older and things like that, it's more so like I find more peace when I'm not out in the open doing everything. I find more peace when I'm just at home relaxing or being with my family, friends, or my boyfriend, or whatever. So I probably won't do much this weekend either. I'm honestly going to be starting a diet on Monday. Has anyone heard of the keto diet or keto diet? I'm actually going to go to Target today and get a book on, like, the recipes and stuff to make for it, because I'm going to start that diet on Monday. I first heard about it because I know a lot of celebrities do that diet. So I was like, maybe I'll try it. So I'm super excited. When I leave work today, I'm going to go to Target and I'm going to get the cookbook on the keto diet or keto diet. Sorry if I pronounced it wrong. Also, I'm going to be going there to get a tripod for my YouTube channel that I've been telling you about the last couple episodes about mental health. So I'm super excited about that, because I'll probably be filming a video today or tomorrow for that channel, and I'm excited. It'll be uploaded by this weekend. So keep a lookout for that, guys, and I'll also keep you posted. But yeah, it's not much going on. It's just a typical day. Like last night, I was trying to find a good TV show on Hulu. They don't watch Hulu. Like, Hulu, I have Hulu and I have Netflix. And I like both of them. But I was like, what the heck do I watch? Because I'm on Hulu last night. And I'm like, what do I watch? Like, give me some suggestions, guys. Give me a voice recording or something. Or let me know some suggestions or something about good TV shows I can watch on Hulu or Netflix. Because I honestly really didn't know. I was like, what can I watch? And I started watching a TV show. I can't think of the name of it. On Hulu. It was about this lady. She used to be a neurosurgeon. And she got in a car accident. So after that, she started a different job, kind of like being like an investigator or whatever. And I was getting into it, but then I got sleepy and I turned it off. So I don't know. Then it kind of got a little bit boring. And I was like, I don't know. So tomorrow, or today, excuse me, tonight, I'm going to try to find a good TV show on Hulu or Netflix to really get moved into, because I'm like, I haven't watched a good TV show or a good movie in a while, so I'm going to find something to move myself to the TV tonight a little bit, have some downtime and just relax a little bit. So I don't really do much on weekends. It's not that big of a deal for me as it was when I was younger. Like, I've got to be doing this, got to be doing that. I'm definitely not going to be at the club, definitely not going to be that girl that's out at the party. It's not my thing. I've gotten older, and like I said, once you've done it all, it's kind of like been there, done that, not going to do that again. Like, I know what that's like. No, thank you. I'm moving on to other things. But, yeah, definitely not my thing at all, guys. At all. But I'm feeling pretty good this morning. I'm feeling pretty good. Took my medication. I'm in a great mood. You know, I'm just ready to get to work because they would go home at 12 noon and just relax for the rest of this day and just enjoy my weekend. That's what I'm looking for. Just relaxation and all that good stuff. So, not too much going on. Not too much going on. But does anyone like get on Twitter and look at like trends, what's trending and things like that? Because you get to see like the news and what's going on and politics and all that. I'm the type of person, I don't really talk about politics because I always feel like when you're arguing with somebody and politics come up, you get into argument. Like, it's like you don't even want to go up to somebody and be like, hey, are you Republican, are you Democrat? Because it's kind of like that sparks a huge argument. Just like religion, someone says I'm Christian or someone says I'm atheist or something. You don't want to spark this big old argument. So I don't even really talk about this stuff. But the world is so super crazy right now with all this government shutdown and everything going on. It's like, oh my God, you know. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm not sad for those workers, because I truly am sad for those workers that are not working right now or not getting a paycheck. I actually have a cousin who works for the IRS, and he's not even getting a paycheck right now. So my heart goes out to him because he definitely, you know, he lives alone. He's trying to do everything by himself, and, you know, he needs the money. So I definitely feel sorry for some of the workers that have to deal with some of the stuff like this. Even though, like, airport workers aren't working right now. Well, they're working, but they're not getting a check. I don't know. I was talking about that the other day with my coworker. It's funny because my doctor, he likes to talk a lot about politics and all these things and how the world is. He's really religious and he, like, prays a lot. So we're always talking about different topics at work. And, you know, the whole situation is just, it's crazy. Like, I always say the world needs more love. I feel like we need more love than anything right now because the way the world is so crazy. People getting killed, people dying, and you just never know when your time's going to come. So it's really just super important to just give everybody love, tell everyone you love them, and give hugs. I do this thing at work where we have a whiteboard hanging on the door in one of the offices. So what I do every day, because I deal with pain patients, so to help them get through their day, what I do is I write something inspirational on the door every day. I write the date and all that stuff, and I find quotes online. I put them up there. Sometimes I make the quotes up myself, but sometimes I get inspirational quotes online. I put them on the board, and I've gotten so much good feedback from doing it, so I do it every day. All my patients are like, oh my God, that message wrote make me feel good, or keep writing those messages, that's amazing. So it just makes me feel good to make other people feel good, because in general, especially dealing with like pain patients, they're in a lot of pain, they don't feel good a lot of days. So just to read a message on the board, it just makes them, if I can make their day, then that makes me feel good, because I've made their day, I've made them feel good, and that really makes me feel good inside. I've also been thinking, like, I want to work on novels again. Like, I haven't wrote a good novel on my laptop in a while, and I really, like, want to get my novel out there so it can get published. Like, I have so many novels I've been working on my laptop, some unfinished, some finished, and also it's, like, another one I want to work on, but I just haven't been, like, I guess, I haven't really been pursuing yet. I've been thinking of ideas in my head here and there, but I haven't really sat down in front of my laptop and, like, typed the ideas out or whatever. So, I don't know. I've just been thinking about that lately, how I want to write a novel and, like, get it published and all that stuff. And I don't know. Who knows what I write about, though. But then I'm thinking, what if I did one on mental health? And I talked about, like, my mental health and all that stuff and trying to help others and telling my story. That'd be kind of cool, too. Because they always say, like, when you write about stuff you've been through or you're dealing with, your writing comes out better versus writing or talking about something that you have never gone through. It doesn't sound right, but it sounds better. And people want to read your stuff when they know that you're going through the same thing as them versus when you're just somebody talking out of your butt or whatever, you know what I mean? So I've been thinking about all this stuff. I don't know. But it's definitely something I'm going to keep in mind. Also, if anyone would like to follow my blog, I have a blog on WordPress.com, Sherelle'sBlog.media. It's actually, I think, in the info on my profile page as well. I do blog posts Friday through Sunday. Sometimes I just double one through Sunday. But please, guys, check out my post. I have a post that's going to be going up today. Please check it out, guys. It's a great blog site. You will love my blog. I blog about everything. So if you want to follow me on there, guys, you're so welcome to. Also, you can follow me on Twitter. My name is Angela Glove on there. That's my screen name. I have to put all the stuff in for you guys. But yeah, I tweet sometimes, and sometimes I don't tweet because I just get so, you know, busy with other things. But I'm always on looking at my timeline and all that stuff, but I'm not always on there. And, like, also, I'm on Instagram, too, as Angela Glove. So, yeah. Does anyone like Family Feud? Family Feud is, like, such a cool game, right? I just thought about that because I play Family Feud on my phone every night before I go to bed. I haven't played in, like, 2 days, but I love Family Feud. When I had the Wii, it was on there. But now I have, like, an Xbox and PS4, and they don't have it on there, so I had to download a different kind of game on my PS4, but it's okay game. But I love Family Feud. I watch Steve Harvey pretty much every day on Family Feud. I watch him on the Game Network channel or whatever, or he comes on Fox, I think, too. But yeah, I love him. I want to go on there one day. I just need to get a bunch of smart people to help me out so I can win that. Was it $20,000 you win? I think, yeah, so I can get the money. But can't go on there with people that don't know what they're saying and they don't know anything. But that's why I need help, because I may not know everything. I can kill the part with the medical terminology and all that if they talk about that on there, but I don't know about everything else. But yeah. But I don't know, guys. It is cold outside where I live. I don't know where you guys live, but it is freezing. I mean, it is like, I think they call it for snow here over the weekend, I believe, but I'm not sure. But it is freezing. It just snowed here like over 2 weeks ago. And now I'm thinking, like, it's so freaking cold outside. I'm freezing. But anyway, guys, I'm going to go ahead and end this podcast because I'm heading to work. Got to get to work, guys. Also, guys, please enjoy this Friday. Remember, today's podcast is going to be called Lighten Up Friday. We're going to have fun. We're going to talk about everything around the sun. And we're going to lighten this up a little bit today. Please enjoy your Friday, guys. Enjoy your weekend. Have fun. And I'll be podcasting all weekend as well. I will see you guys later. I'm signing off. And have a wonderful Friday morning.